Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Washington Senators and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The right fielder, Buddy Lewis. Batting third. The left fielder, Tom McBride. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Mark Christman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Evans. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Early Wynn. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting third. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Wally Judnick. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jake Early. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rusty Peters. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Zoldak. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Sam Zoldak. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Peters reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Coleman for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hitchcock moves to second. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lewis. Zarrilla reaches second base with a double. Hitchcock scores. Heath moves to third. It's 1-0, Browns. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McBride. Judnick reaches second base with a double. Heath scores. Zarrilla scores. It's 3-0, Browns. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peters misplays the ball. That's an error on Peters. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to second for the out. two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Zaldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zaldak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hitchcock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zaldak fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lewis takes first base on ball 4. Yost moves to second. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Yost moves to third. Lewis moves to second. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0 for 1 in the game. McBride hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yost scores. Lewis scores. It's 3-2, Browns. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 1 in the game. Spence hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators 2. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Heath strikes out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into left field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Judnick hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Browns. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0 for 1 in the game. Early hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lewis. Early reaches second base with a double. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Early scores. It's 6-2, Browns. Sam Zaldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zaldak is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Zaldak hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Peters moves to second. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence, who is chasing the ball. Coleman reaches third base with a triple. Peters scores. Zaldak goes all the way around to score. It's 8-2, Browns. Milo Candini now pitching. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hitchcock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence, who is chasing the ball. Hitchcock reaches third base with a triple. Coleman scores. It's 9-2, Browns. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-1 in the game. Pretty hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-3, Browns. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-1 in the game. Christman hits a fly ball into center field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Sullivan pinch hits for Milo Candini. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peters fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Senators 3. The Browns will come to bat. Scott Carey now pitching. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarilla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Zarilla hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Judnick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Early hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Judnick moves to second. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Peters hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Judnick scores. Early moves to second. It's 10-3, Browns. Sam Zaldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zaldak is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Zaldak hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Early scores. Peters moves to second. It's 11-3, Browns. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Coleman hits a pop-up towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 11, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Yost strikes out. Early drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Yost out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Lewis hits a fly ball into center field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zaldak fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 11, and the Senators 3. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Carey covering, for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 11, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-2 in the game. Spence hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judnick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vernon for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 11, and the Senators 3. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarilla is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Zarilla hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Carey covering, for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Judnick hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McBride. Judnick reaches second base with a double. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Early hits a pop-up towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Peters takes first base on ball 4. Sam Zaldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zaldak is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Zaldak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 11, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-2 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scott Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Yost hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Evans moves to second. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lewis hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 11, and the Senators 3. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Coleman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Hitchcock strikes out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 11, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. McBride hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-3 in the game. Spence hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-3 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 11, and the Senators 3. The Browns will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Zarrilla hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence. Zarrilla reaches second base with a double. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 4-for-4 in the game, with a single, 2 doubles, and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Judnick hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Early hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence. Early reaches second base with a double. Zarrilla scores. It's 12-3, Browns. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Peters takes first base on ball 4. Sam Zaldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zaldak is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Zaldak hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence. Zaldak reaches second base with a double. Early scores. Peters moves to third. It's 13-3, Browns. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Coleman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 13, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Pretty hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-3 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Christman moves to second. George Case pinch hits for Scott Carey. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a pop-up towards first. Judnick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yost hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 13, and Washington Senators, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.